It doesn't appear that political debates are going away anytime soon. In fact, many believe that a great divide is ramping up. With Thanksgiving on the horizon, family gatherings, if they are happening at all, may be tense. I thought it would be the perfect time to talk with Long Island therapist Ron Villano again about how to handle it all.
I look at it this way. It's that four-letter F word, which is F-R-E-E. And because we're free, we get to have opinions, we get to say what we feel, we get to move around the cabin the way we want to, and with freedom comes much responsibility. So I feel my freedom that was given to me doesn't give me the right to take your freedom of speech from you. So I'm not going to tell you to think like me, to vote like I do. I'm not going to badge you. But I'm willing to have what we started with, right, with Abraham Lincoln on the stump, opinions, debates, people discussing it over dinners. And yeah, people get upset about it. You know, they want their side to win and they want this stuff. But at the end, like two attorneys in the courtroom, they shake hands and they go to lunch. So that's how I see it should be. I don't know where all the venom's coming from and all this anger. And I've been around long enough. I've seen some of this before Trump. So what we have now is an environment of truly just a lot of anger, and anger within the ranks, meaning anger within people's families. They're dividing. Couples are getting upset with each other about it. Businesses, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I'm sure they rather hear, the boss rather hear people voting for the side that they want. And listening to a radio show, which Howard Stern show, and they had, I guess, his limo driver, and they were trying to force him into telling them who he was voting for. For some reason, they needed to know that because they were out about it. They were all Biden and Democrat, and everybody had, if they weren't voting for that, they were coming at him, telling him, some of his close friends on the show, that we're never hanging around with you. We don't think of you as a, I'm paraphrasing, but stuff like that. So all that was good kibitzing, but as I'm listening to him, I say, wow, that really doesn't sound like a show that's in a freedom-based country. It sounded more the opposite to me. And whether they want to call a joke, he didn't sound jokey about it, the limo driver. He didn't sound happy about it. And he stuck with his guns to the end of it. That was something that, you know, amazed me to a point, because that's a show I like to listen to. And it doesn't keep me from listening to it, but I don't know why they would be that adamant about, you have to do what I want, otherwise you're not a good person and I'll never hang out with you again. And these are people who knew each other for years and years and years and worked together. So I think he was very hurt by that. So that signifies the tip of the iceberg of what's going on underneath, if you know what I'm saying.
Your advice, especially with Thanksgiving gatherings maybe coming up, I mean, I'm not sure that I usually host, by the way, Thanksgiving, and I have about 20 people over, but I'm not sure I'm going to this year, mainly because of COVID, but we also have to be concerned about how contentious a Thanksgiving gathering is going to be. What do you suggest if we do decide to have a gathering?
Well, if you're not in an environment where your opinion is accepted without having to have a battle come back at you, then it would go, I think, very nicely, you know, but it shouldn't dominate the day. It should be football, it should be recipes, it should just be whatever the families have in common and feel is fun, you know, that's what it needs to be. And especially if you're coming together now in 2020 for the first time, and some people, like you said, won't have it. And there are a lot of people who will have the gathering. And how about get to know each other again? You know, renew the relationships and how you've been, what's going on, how you feel. You know, good things like that is what I think should be. But if politics comes up in my household, honestly, I'm not a political person. And I don't know. I never hung out with Donald Trump. I never hung out with Joe Biden. So I truly couldn't tell you who they are or what they're really about. So to me, why would I let that destroy a festive day?
The nuns used to say in Catholic school, mum's the word. Mum's the word.
I have
no idea really what it means, except that you were supposed to shut up. Do you think maybe mum is the word?
Yes. I mean, listen, first off, no. Your opponent, no matter where you go. You know, any fighter will tell you that. They study their opponent. So if you're going to be with a bunch of people that are going to be very domineering in their opinion, and they're going to be, say, angry, it doesn't matter which side is on, then I ask you, why would you invite that in? Why would you invite that anger into your life? Why would you take your nice, peaceful vibes and give them away? So to me, I am around people who do think one side is here and there. So I just look at it. Not discussing it. I'm good. And my family, I have to say, we all know everybody's whose side they're on, this and that. And we have a great time. No one discusses it at all. We got to keep going. Most of the people I know, I'm fortunate, respect the position of the president. So whoever's in at the time, even though we're not happy, we're going to be for.
Americans should take a little bit of comfort anyway in knowing that politics is a pendulum game. It swings one way for 8 years, it seems, and then the other way for 8 years, and the other way, it'll come around again.
Oh, 100%, right? We had Obama in for 8 years, then you had Bush in, you had Bill Clinton, and think about this, either one wins and the other loses, they're both going back to lives that most of the people listening to us would only wish they had. So they're both going back to not worrying about work, they're not worrying about money. So either way, I mean, I'm not going to feel bad to either person in that respect. They're both going back to millionaire lives. But the people listening right now have to go back to work. And a lot of them, in fact, most, I would say, are good people. You know, we see them in our practice all the time, just good, hardworking people. And this has caused so much stress and emotional stress that the psychotherapy field is booming. The good news is booming, and the bad news is booming. We're seeing a lot of couples, Pat, coming in that had a lot of disagreement and disrupting the marriages, which is then trickling down into the kids. And that's what makes me very sad to see. I don't like to see families break up to something like this, because this is all going to go away, like you said. 4 more years from now, then it's something else. But to lose a family and a relationship over, or a brother and sister, or friends of 25 years, like we were speaking of, why would you want to lose that?
Do you think that these political disagreements are really indicative of something else?
Well, sometimes, for example, someone comes in for counseling. The average person that comes in for counseling will talk about a problem that's happening for the moment. But that's not what's really causing that problem. And that's not really, in the end, why they came. So it takes a while for them to share the secret that's been really disturbing them. So if you take something face value and you're looking at the surface and then you react to that without knowing the depth of it, which takes time, you can't get that in a half hour conversation. Then what you're doing is you're having an argument with something that has no substance and it has nothing to do with the subject that caused that anger. So we need to know what's causing the anger, right? What's causing people to be so angry if Biden wins or if Trump wins? We need to know what's causing that anger. Because you couldn't wake up today happy and having a wonderful life and say, I'm going to go out now and I want to fight people and I want to call people names and I want to, you know, there's something that's on the foundation, right? That's underlining there.
You were talking earlier about you have 5 things that you wanted to mention.
Well, one of them I would say is set some boundaries or rules around political conversations. If you're around other people and if you decide to discuss the politics, don't do it trying to get the other one to think the way you do. Do it where you're going to learn what they feel is the reason they're voting for the other person and point out to you some of the things of the person you have on why they feel that person shouldn't be getting in. So you start understanding where they're coming from and maybe have a conversation without reacting with a comment immediately. Like actually think about it. And sometimes it's good to say, hey, you gave me some food for thought. Let's continue this maybe tomorrow. Or when we see each other again, I'm going to look into some of these things that you told me about because I don't know everything. And let me see. So, and it makes it safer, you know, makes it a safer conversation without two people saying, well, you did it. No, you did it. You know, sort of like the first debate, Pat. It was you. No, it was you. Mm-hmm. So that kind of thing. Another thing would be wary of watching TV and the news constantly because they know how to hypnotically keep you tuned in. They know how to do that because you're going to jump from that station when commercial goes on and then go to another station. So people are bouncing and you're getting opinions. Believe it or not, the people on the news are people just like us. They don't know any more than we do. And they're basically just giving you their opinion and you're listening to them and bringing on more people with opinions. So I believe try not to be pinned to the media all day. Check in 5 minutes, but watching it continuously and watching people get bitter and lawsuits and this and get angry. Why are you being part of that? So we don't want to disrupt our peace. And we don't want to take our emotional good vibes and give it to them. Another thing is traditional therapy. Now, you can do therapy now online. You can do it with Zoom. You can do it in person. And I can tell you, I always say this, not because I'm in the therapy business, but because that's the place you go. It's totally impartial. Your therapist is not going to give you an opinion on anything other than allow you to speak and get you to hear yourself. So maybe you could hear yourself like the other person hears you. And then say, wait a minute, wow, am I sounding like that? And then you start to reframe things. What I would recommend, if you are feeling this anger, go at least for today. And say, why am I so angry about what's going on in the political world? And I had patients do that. They walk in, they say, you know, I'm here, I'm angry. I said, okay, let me reframe. Are you saying you want to know how this is making you so angry when you basically a happy person? Yeah, how is this getting to me? I don't understand. Things like this normally don't bother me. And then we get to start doing the therapy and the counseling. And a lot of times, believe it or not, 2-3 sessions, and the person's like, wow, thank you. Because most people are very smart, intelligent, and once they are aware of it, you know, I shared with you, one of the phrases in psychotherapy world is, you're as sick as your secrets. So the secrets that we have, and we're not talking about, is what generally keeps us down. And once we start talking about it, it releases that, and then we can hear what we're saying, you know? And another, and I give you this last one, meditate or do hypnosis. Being a certified clinical hypnotherapist, I can tell you, not only do I do it for people and get their minds calm, but I have it done for myself weekly to keep my mind relaxed. I go in, I'll say, I want to do a fear inventory. I want you to do the hypnosis on me and just extract any fears I may have that are causing me, say, a lot of issues that I don't know about and the fears I don't know about. So when you go into hypnosis, you say sometimes, give me a relationship inventory. Maybe I'm not having good relationships. Well, it can't be the other person after 4 or 5 relationships. You have to start looking at yourself. So you get in there and you just let it go. Let the hypnosis take over, which is basically meditation in a deeper level and getting to the unconscious where everything is resting. It's sitting there on autopilot. So in order for us to change the autopilot, we have to know where the autopilot is, and we have to know what has been, say, logged into our autopilot. And then we can work on it. Unless we know that, how are we going to work on it? So hypnotherapy does that. So it starts releasing, why am I angry? And then also, it may not have anything to do with the political environment. It could be when you were a child, something bothered you, you never corrected. It could be so many different areas, something going on in your relationship, maybe feeling controlled, whatever it is, it comes up, you work, you say, oh my God, it had nothing to do with that, it had to do with this, and now I don't feel that anger anymore. And meditation, so if someone listening, you can even go on a YouTube or somewhere mm-hmm. and just, you know, pick up, you know, relaxation techniques or relaxation music. I mean, I have a CD, you just need something to calm the mind and get into the subconscious. And I do know Baroque music, out of all the classical music that I know of, is the one that's set by heartbeat. So that's why Baroque is a very good one. Otherwise, most classical music, believe it or not, stimulates you.
I always heard that Mozart could bring you to a happy place. Have you heard that?
Yes, and I feel he does. That's another good one. Yeah. I do like that. I'm a Mozart lover, yeah, by the way. Yeah. Just listen to that for 10 minutes. Just let it play while you're working. All of a sudden, your whole body starts to calm down. So if you took your pulse prior, and take your pulse after 10 minutes, you will not believe how your pulse comes down. You don't need to do biofeedback and stuff like that. You do your own. All you need to do is 10 to 15 minutes a day. That's it. Even when you go to bed, play the stuff. Let it deep into your, get into your unconscious while you're sleeping. Expecting mothers have listened to my CDs and reported back that not only were they calm through the pregnancy, but I believe the baby could hear or feel the vibes of the mother during the pregnancy.
Oh, sure.
And if the mothers come, and they say their babies come out, and I have them play the meditation that I have put together with the music behind it, and they see that their children playing, and the kids are feeling calm about it. So once you calm your mind down, then you can see what's in it, and you open up your thought library, which is all that information in your unconsciousness. So things like that, I think, would be very helpful right now, not only for today, but also in your relationships with yourself and then with others. You know, remember, always take care of the main building, which is you. But if you make yourself 100% powerful, now you can help many, many people. But if you're 50% powerful because you're giving your power away, you're not even going to be strong enough to help yourself in the end. And that's how a lot of people wind up having anxiety or mild depression or a lot of disappointment. They've drained their battery, which is in my book, by the way, Chapter Kill the Battery.
I guess you should take care of the main building before you move to the annex or the she shed.
Exactly.
This has been fantastic. Anything you want to throw in at the end here?
If anyone has any questions, they could email us, give us a call if they need any help. We're all over the country. You can just go to familypersonalcounseling.com and the whole site comes up and they see everything on my name, Ron Delano, either way. But honestly, read something different than politics right now. Read something that's going to either make you happy, a fun book, or read a book that's like a self-help. Like my book, The Zing, has helped many people. Another book I like is The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. I also really enjoy The Power of Now.
You just calm me down just by interacting with you.
Oh, thank you. Everyone has the ability to have 100% peace in their lives. What are you choosing to do today? And I have a phrase that's one of my phrases, actually, is I choose to. I always tell people, you know, say you were going somewhere today. I was going to Pat's house. Somebody say, hey, what are you doing today? Oh, I have to go to Pat's house. Mm-hmm. No, I don't have to go. The best thing is to say, I'm going to Pat's house. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, I choose to. So I choose to is very important. And in relationship, I choose to be with my person every morning. I choose to be with my person every night. I choose to take my kids here. Not I have to take my kid there. As soon as you say I have to, you gave your power out. As soon as you say I choose to, you brought power back in. So gain your powers back. These words have a lot of influence. I mean, think of the media. They use all these words to bring you in. They're bringing you in with words. That's what they bring. So if those words are powerful to get you to buy a Pepsi Cola over a Coca-Cola, ask yourself, what words are you thinking? Link this stuff in your mind, that mind computer. That's the most important. That's the one that gives you a peaceful day or not a peaceful day. So that's what I would like to leave the people with. If I'm happy for you today, that's going to open me up for me to be happy for me. If I'm miserable for you, I only have misery, and I don't want that. I want you to be happy, and the happier I want you to be, the more I'm going to put joy into my life. So these are things, you know, I don't want to put cliches and make people think of, you know, I'm just trying to use things that, you know, surface stuff, but it's not. These are very deep things if you really put the time in to understand it.